Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chof Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah on Daf Chof Zayin discussed different aspects of the Korban Mincha that are Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Hasoilis Vashemin Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, Hakoimitz Valavoina Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. From there, the Mishnah digressed and discussed other things within the world of Kachin that are Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Shnei Siriyei Ma'kipurim Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Beis Chalois Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. Shnei Sidorim Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, etc., etc. From there, the Mishnah is now going to digress and discuss things that are non-Kachin related that are Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. The first is Kachin in the sense that it was one of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Kachin in the sense that we're not going to be talking about Avoida. Either way, Menachos Daf Chof Ches in the first half of Menachos Daf Chof Ches discusses the Menorah. Zok the Mishnah, Shiva Kani Menorah, the seven Konim of the Menorah, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, meaning you couldn't have a Menorah that had only six Konim or five Konim. All seven were Ma'akvin. Shiva Neroiseh, the seven Neros that were on top of these Shiva Konim were also Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. So if you had Shiva Konim but six Neros, it's also going to be a problem. Shtei Parshish Shem Mezuzah, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, Afilu Ksav Echad Ma'akvin. So we know there are two Parshias in a Mezuzah. They're both ma'ak of each other, meaning there's no chatzi shir when it comes to a mezuzah. You can't say, I have only one parasha, so let me at least have a mezuzah with. No. The two parashias together make up the one chefza that is the mezuzah. Not just that, says the Mishnah, afilu ksav echad. Even if you're missing one word in one of the parashias, it's ma'akvin. Dalut parashias shebet tefillin ma'akvin zuazu. Afilu ksav echad ma'akvin. Even one word in one of the parashias of the tefillin would make the tefillin apostle. Dalut tzitzios ma'akvin zuazu. Sha'arbat mitzvah achas. Because the four tzitzios together make up one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, arbatan arba mitzvahs. Obviously, as you can imagine, there is so much to talk about as it relates to the second half of the Mishnah, and that will be the topic of the daf from Yetz Hashem for the next 2 weeks and change. But as it relates to today's daf and the first half of Shabbos' daf, it's the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah said two halachas regarding the menorah. The first was Shiva Kane Menorah Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. The second was Shiva Neroiseh Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. So we're all somewhat familiar with the tzura of the menorah. I don't think it's something that we have to go through together. It's mentioned in Parshas Truma. It's mentioned again in Vayakl Pekudai. You have it in Parshas Emor tucked away. You have it in Parshas Baloischa. So there's a lot of references to the menorah throughout the Torah. Every little child can, on some level, visualize the menorah. Of course, the menorah that was used in the Beis HaMikdash did not look like the menorah that we use on Hanukkah. The first difference is it wasn't Shiva Kani, with Shiva Kani menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Our menorah that we use on Hanukkah has Shmoina Kanim, not Shiva Kanim. But regardless, we're discussing, of course, the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash that had to be Mikshazov, that had the Gviel, Kaftarel, Prochel. That will be the topic of the daf. Zok the Gemara, my time. What's the makar? How do we know that the Shiva Kane Menorah were all ma'akiv? Says the Gemara, Havaya Ksivbo. The reason is because it says in the Torah, Kafteireyem uknoisam mimeno yiyu. Yiyu is one of the magic words, kacha, chuka, right? There's some words that we've seen in Masechtas Menachos mean la'akiv. One of those words is Havaya. In this case, it's the word Yiyu. It's the Shoresh Havaya. It means that what's mentioned in the parasha of the Menorah is Ma'akiv. Thus, the Shiva Kani Menorah Ma'akiv. Tanu Rabbanu Menorah Hitzavah Mino Eshes Umin Hazav. So there were two very important dinin that were necessary to make a Menorah. Number one, they were Ba Min Ha'eshes. It had to come from one block of gold. Number two, Umin Hazav. It had to be gold. So you couldn't take a Menorah of make it up of scraps of metal and fragments and put them together. It had to be bo min ha'eshes. It had to be what the Torah refers to as a miksha. It had to be solid. It had to come from one piece. The second halacha is that it had to be gold, as opposed to silver, nechoshes, or other minimum. What happens with the Yevet if the menorah was made out of gold, but it wasn't miksha, it wasn't one solid piece of gold, but rather it was made of scraps. It was pieced together. Halacha is it's going to be possible. Mishar minei matchos. What if it was made of different types of metals? Kshera, it's going to be kosher. So the Braisa said two halachas as it relates to the menorah. Number one, it was bo min ha'eshes. Number two, it was ba min hazav. Stating that, says the Braisa, b'dieved, the halacha is going to be different for the tanai of eshes and the tanai of zav. Eshes is ma'akiv. So if the menorah wasn't made of one solid piece. It wasn't miksha. Asur minagrutois was made of scraps. Psula, it's going to be pasul. The second halacha of zav, that's only lekatchila. Because b'di'evit, if it was made of minei matches, it's going to be kosher. Incidentally, that's poshet, that if it was made of matches, it didn't have to be miksha. So this tanai of eshes is only if it's being made out of gold. Meaning, if the menorah is going to be made out of gold, then it has to be solid. But it doesn't have to be made out of gold. B'di'evit, it could be made out of matches. And if it's made out of matches, it doesn't have to be miksha. It doesn't have to be one solid piece. But either way, the Gemara asks, Maisha mena grutois psula. Why is grutois pasul? Meaning, the Torah says miksha, and we're telling that if it's not miksha, it's going to be pasul. The answer is, like we said, that was the first line of the Gemara. The chsiv miksha vehavaya. It says the word havaya. Havaya means that it's ma'akev. So, just like the shivakane menorah ma'akev, so too, the halach of miksha is li'kuv as well. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, sharmini matchis namiz of havaya, then the halacha should be that it b'di'evet should have to be made out of gold as well. It shouldn't be the l'chatchila only. Meaning, just like shivakani menorah ma'akiv, and just like miksha is ma'akiv, shouldn't zav be ma'akiv as well, says the Gemara, you're right. But amakro teyasa, it says the word teyasa in the context of making the menorah, and from the word teyasa we learn, l'rabois shar minei matchis. As much as it says havaya, there's also a riboy, and the riboy tells me other minei matchis are okay. Maybe the word havaya is not being marba shar minei matchis, different types of metals. Maybe it's being marba grutois. So maybe b'di'eved zav is ma'akiv. It's miksha that's nisraba from teyasa. That's only l'katchila, but b'di'eved is going to be kosher. But the Gemara says l'soikol da'ichtach. He can't say that. Why? A miksha siva havaya. Because when the Torah uses the word havaya, it says it right next to miksha. So you see, havaya is for sure going back on miksha. But the Gemara says teyasa nami amiksha k'siv. When the Torah says the word teyasa, it also says it on miksha. So just like havaya is said relative to miksha, teyos has also said relative to miksha. So again, mehecha tesi to be mema'et and tell me that miksha is le'ikuva, but zahav is only le'katchila, efshefakert. Maybe ipcha, maybe say that zahav is le'ikuva and miksha is only le'katchila, says the Gemara. It says miksha twice. La'akev, you're right. There's a special gilui in the parsha of the menorah that tells me that miksha is ma'akev. It says the word miksha twice. Shina hakosov la'akev. That's how I know that it for sure has to be mikvah. Fake the Gemara. Zav, zav, inami la'akev. It says the word zav twice as well. The Gemara says as follows. Haim. I am repishloim minagrutois psula. Bisham edim etchas. Ksheir repishloim. If the way you're going to reconcile the psukim is going to be that scraps is ma'akev b'di'evet, meaning it has to be miksha. It's sharmini matchis, that's ksher b'di'evet, hainu zav zav, miksha, miksha l'drasha. Then I can make all the times the Torah says the word miksha and all the times the word Torah uses the word zav work. But if you're going to tell me just the opposite, that the din miksha is only the katchila, but b'di'evet minagrutois is ksher. It's the halach of zav that's ma'akev, zav zav, miksha, miksha, my darshes bay. So really the background in order to understand the Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara just said that it says the word zav twice and it says the word miksha twice. The truth is that if you look in the Psukei HaTorah that talk about the menorah, go through all the parashas of the menorah, the Torah doesn't say the word zav twice, it says it five times. The Torah doesn't use the word miksha twice, it uses it four times. So really, if we're going to sit down and reconcile these psukim, we're going to have accountability now for five references to the word zav and four references to the word miksha. And what the Gemara is essentially saying, without going through the arichas, because the Gemara is going to give us part of the arichas and not all of the arichas, which is not something you often see. So it's very interesting. Usually, either the Gemara will leave you hanging and not go into it right now, or the Gemara is going to take it to the finish line. Here, the Gemara is going to give us a halba maisa, so to speak. So the Gemara is going to work through part of the cheshbon and leave the rest of it up to our imagination and force us to be ma'ayin in the Rishonim and the Achrayim to really be able, we'll do what we do, incidentally. But in terms of what the Gemara is going to do, that's sort of where the Gemara is going to leave it. But what the Gemara says is that there's really two ways you can learn. You can say that miksha teaches me that miksha is ma'akev, or you can tell me that zav teaches me that zav is la'akev. And the Gemara says in the cheshbon of the five times the Torah uses the word zav, and the four times that the Torah uses the word miksha, if miksha is ma'akev, I can make everything work. If zav is la'akiv, I can't make everything work. And that's what the Gemara just said. I amrit b'shloim, let's see it again inside. Min agrutois psula, mishar minei matchis ksheira, which means that miksha is la'akiv.
So I accounted for two mikshas merely by telling me the halacha that it's ma'akev. The first mikshah is to tell me the halacha mikshah. The second mikshah is to tell me it's la'akev. But zav is not ma'akev. To the contrary, it's learned out from teyasa that you could b'di'evet make the noyer from sharmenei matches. Hainu zav mikshah mikshah ledrasha. Then I can make all the other zavs and all the other mikshahs work. But if you're going to tell me just the opposite, that I'm only using one mikshah for the ikar halacha of mikshah, because mikshah is not ma'akev. From teyasa amarba min hagrutois. So only one mikshah is being used for the ikar halacha of mikshah. But to the contrary, mishar minei matches psula. But the other matches are going to be possible because I'm using two zahavs to tell me that zahav is ma'akiv. Then zahav mikshah my drasha is bay. Then I have no way of making everything else work. So my drasha, what's this drasha we're talking about? And again, the Gemara is going to tell us part of the answer. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, kikar zahav tahar yasa oisa. So kikar is a measurement. It's a weight. So how much did the menorah have to weigh? It had to weigh a kikar. Ba zahav ba mena kikar. We learn from the fact that the Torah says kikar zahav. We learn from there that if the menorah was made out of gold, then it had to be kikar. But ena ba zahav, if it wasn't being made out of gold, it was being made out of sharminei matches, ena ba kikar, then it didn't have to be a kikar. So the reason the Torah says the word zahav in this context, kikar zahav tar yasa yusas kol akela ma'ela, it's to tell me that the shear, the measurement of kikar, is a tnai in the menorah shel zahav. But if the menorah is not being made out of zahav, there's no halach of kikar. Gviel kafteru prochel bazav ba gviel kafteirim uprochim. In a bazav, in a bag gviim kafteirim uprochim. Another halacha. This that the menorah had to have the gviim and the kafteirim and the prochim. That too was only if the menorah was being made out of zav. But if the menorah wasn't being made out of zav, you didn't have those tonight. That's learned out from another mention of the word zav. Freik the Gemara ve'emanami. Say that bazav ba kanim ain't a bazav ain't a ba kanim. Maybe if the menorah was made out of gold, only then does it need kanim. If it wasn't made out of zav, it doesn't need kanim. The Gemara says that who pamei mikri. A menorah that doesn't have kanim is not a menorah. It's a candle. It's not. It's nishkei menorah. The point is, there's no way you can have a menorah without kanim at all. V'zeh masei menorah miksha zav. Another halacha bazav ba miksha ain't a bazav ain't a ba miksha. Either way, so the Gemara just brought three brises, or maybe it's one long brisa, but three halachas that I learned out from three mentions of the word zav in the Torah. One teaches me that the sheer kikar is only if it's a menorah shel zav. The other one teaches me that the gviim, the kafteirim, and the prachim is only if it's a menorah shel zav. And the third teaches me that the of miksha, like we spoke at earlier, is only if it's a menorah of zav. So we just accounted for three of the zavs. Now, we said the Torah mentions the word zav five times. A fourth zahav, we know, that's, you need that. The one zav is not ledrasha. That's pasha to tell me that likatchila, the menorah is supposed to be made out of zav. So we have four accounted for, right? One is not akasha, one is simply to tell me the halacha of zav. We just mentioned three. There's a fifth zav that the Gemara doesn't mention over here. On Amud Beis, we're going to see what that fifth zav was coming to teach me. It's actually coming to be used for a klal prato klal or for a ribui mi et ribui, as we'll see already. We'll have some fun with that on Amud Beis. So that's as it relates to the five zavs. So I have five mentions of zavs. I know what to do with the zav, but it's all predicated on there not being a halacha that zav is ma'akev, because I'm not using two zahavs to teach me a shina hakos of la'akif. What about mikshah? What do I use with mikshah? We said there's four mentions of the word mikshah. So one mikshah is to teach me the halacha of mikshah. The second mikshah is to tell me that mikshah is ma'akif. The Gemara is going to mention what we do with the third mikshah. The Gemara is not going to mention, that's the halba ma'isa, what we use with the fourth mikshah. What's the third mikshah? Mikshah the same for the mayasa, the muti chatzoitzris. The time we learned to the brayis, the chatzoitzris oy bamina eshes umena kesef. The chatzoitzris also was supposed to be mikshah, and it was supposed to be made out of silver. So in contrast to the menorah, which was mikshah zahav, the chatzoitzris were made out of mikshah and kesef. Asa mina grutois kshet. If they were made out of grutois scraps, they're going to be kosher. Mishar mini matches. If they were made out of different types of metals, psum, they're going to be possible. So this is the diametric opposite of the menorah. The menorah had to be eshes and zahav. The chatzoitzrois, these trumpets, had to be made out of eshes and kesef. When it comes to the menorah, eshes, miksha was ma'akev, zahav wasn't ma'akev. When it came to the chatzoitzrois, eshes was not ma'akev. It could be made out of scraps, but
Kesef was ma'akev, if it was made out of shamine matches, it's going to be possible. Says the word, ma'ach, shamine matches, psulim, dichsef kesef havaya. Why is shamine matches possible when it comes to the chatzoitzrois? Because the Torah uses the word havaya, minagrutois, nami, mikshav havaya. Says the Gemara, you know what the answer is? Miet rachmanagabi minoira. It says, mikshah, he v'loi chatzoitzrois. So now we have another cheshbin of why the Torah mentioned the word mikshah. We have one mikshah that's being used to teach me not halach in the menorah, but rather halach in the chatzoitzrois. Mikshah he, she, the menorah, has to be mikshah, but as it relates to the chatzoitzrois don't have to be mikshah. So we accounted for four so far of the zahavs, three of the mikshahs. The bottom line is there's really five mentions of zahav, four mentions of mikshahs. The Gemara says, I can make it all work if two mikshahs are coming to teach me the halacha, that mikshah is ma'akiv in the menorah, and only one zahav is coming to teach me zahav in the menorah in the sense that zahav is lekatchila but not ma'akiv. But if I would reverse the order, then I would be lost, I would be confused, everything we just said wouldn't work. Thus, bottom line, there's two important halachas as it relates to the menorah. The first halacha regarding the menorah is that it had to be mikshah. The second halacha regarding the menorah is that it had to be zahav, had to be gold. Mikshah was ma'akiv, gold was not ma'akiv. Stating that if it was made out of gold, mikshah is not either ma'akiv. Because if it was made out of gold, that we saw the brisa. Number one, didn't have to be mikshah. Number two, you didn't need the takaf toirim and the prachim and the gevim. Number three, it didn't have to weigh a kikar. So there were certain halachas regarding a menorah that wasn't gold. But if it was made out of gold, it's over there that the halacha of mikshah is ma'akiv. Now, Bederech Agav, we mentioned the chatzoitz, right? Because we said that one of the mikshahs that the Torah mentions in relation to the menorah is to teach me halacha, not in Hilchas menorah, but rather in Hilchas chatzoitzrois. That the chatzoitzrois that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll soon see why they were used. But the chatzoitzrois that we used in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, what was the purpose of the what were they made out of? They had to be miksha. They had to be kesef, made out of silver. Stating that, in contrast to the menorah, where miksha was ma'akev, by the chatzoitzrois it was a ma'akev because it says miksha he, only the menorah, not the chatzoitzrois. So the Gemara digresses from a Tana Rabban, a Kala Kalim, Sha'asam, Moshe, Ksherim, Lo, Yuksherim, Lodayus. All the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made were able to be used, B'dayrish on Moshe, obviously, but also in future generations as well. Chatzoitzrois, however, the chatzoitzrois were very special. Ksherois loy, they were kosher from Moshe Rabbeinu, Upsulois Lodayus. So the chatzoitzrois were not able to be used in future generations. So the Kalim of Moshe Rabbeinu were able to be used in future generations, but the Chatzoitzer is not. Says the Gemara, Chatzoitzer is my time. Why? Ilay medal makra, say lecha, lecha v'lay ledoiris. Is it because it says in the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, asay lecha, meaning for you, not for anybody else, v'lay ledoiris. El miyat v'asisa lecha, ori not say it. When it says that the Aron should also be lecha, hachi nami v'lecha v'lay ledoiris, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron was used in future generations, was used during Bayis Rishon. There was no Aron in Bayis Sheni, but it was used during Bayis Rishon. As a matter of fact, in Parashas Vayakel, when the Torah talks about the Asiya of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah says, Vayasas HaShulchan, Vayasas HaMenorah, and when it comes to the Aron, it says, Vayas Bitzalel Esa Aron. And the Baal Tum already makes the Diak. Why there does the Torah emphasize it? We know who made the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It was Bitzalel Ben Uri. We know exactly who did it. When it comes to the Mizbeach, Vayas. When it comes to the Shulchan, Vayas. By the Menorah, it's Vayas. When it comes to the Aron, Vayas Bitzalel. Rameir Simcha says that this is a Nevuah, that there was only going to be one Aron. And the one Aron was the Aron that Bitzalel made. There was never another Aron. And in Bayis Sheni, when they didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron anymore, they didn't have Bitzalel's Aron anymore, there was no Aron. It's a big problem. The Kash is, why didn't they make an Aron? Some say from the Tshuva, the Rosh Hashanah asks the Kash and Masechtas Yuma, the Kamek Kulmus and Nishtabru, to explain how is it possible that the Yidden in the beginning of Bayis Sheni didn't go ahead and build an Aron. But they didn't. That's a fact. So the only Aron the Yidden ever had was Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim were used. There's no question that the Kalim of Moshe Rabbeinu were used. Stating that, the chatzayit was not. So the Gemara says, Manavshach. If it's because it says lecha by the Aron as well. And we know that the Yidden used Moshe Rabbeinu's Aron. It's Vayas Pitzal es Aron. It was the only Aron that the Yidden ever used. Says the Gemara, Elos, what do you have to say? What does the word lecha mean in the context of Aron? According to one man, that's a sugya, mesachtes yuma daf gimel amid beis. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu had to pay for it. Or there's like a drush, a dvar agada that's supposed to be learned out from the word Vasisalakha. Hashem is telling Moshe, Halavai would come more from you. Whatever. But either way, so let's say the same thing by Chatzaitis. Hainami mi by Leilahi. So how do you know to darshan by the chatzoitzrois, where Hashem tells Moshe, "Asei l'cha l'cha v'loy l'doyrois," any more than by the aretz? Again, what's the kasha? Kol akein l'shasam Moshe k'sherim loyu k'sherim l'doyrois chatzoitzrois k'sherim loyu p'sulis l'doyrois. The Gemara's kasha is my time, and for the Gemara, shani hasam damakol l'cha l'cha trei zimni asei l'cha v'hu l'cha. Doesn't just say the word l'cha once; it says the word l'cha twice. And because it says the word l'cha twice, that's how we know to darshan. That's how we know to darshan that the chatzoitzrois of Moshe Rabbeinu were only allowed to be used by Moshe Rabbeinu. They were not allowed to be used by future generations. So just to pause for a moment, a brief pause. So what were the chatzoitzrois used for? The chatzoitzrois in the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to use Moshe Rabbeinu's chatzoitzrois. You weren't allowed to. What was the purpose of these chatzoitzrois? So the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's in Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Nuntas. Says the Rambam, HaMitzvah HaNuntas. There's a mitzvah to blow with chatzoitzrois in the Beis HaMikdash in makrovas kol korban mi korbanei hamayadim. When the korbanos of the mayadim were brought. So every yontif there were special korbanos that were brought, korbanos sibur, etc. So when those korbanos were brought, there was a mitzvah for Leviim, Beshiram, to be blowing b'chatzoitzrois. For Omer Yisbarach, it's a pasuk in the Torah, it's in Parashas Baloyscha, uv'yoyim simchaschem uv'mayadechem uv'roshei chadshechem utkatem b'chatzoitzrois. Uv'bir Omru, we know b'mesoyra, Rosh Hashanah Chavova Mebez, shem mitzvah sayoyim b'chatzoitzrois. Kvar zbaru, mishpatei mitzvah zubes afri, v'Rosh Hashanah v'taynes. V'chein anachnu, says the Rambam, he continues, mitzuvim l'tkoy b'chatzoitzrois b'itois hatzoyrech v'hatzoroys. So to us, there was another application, there was another time that the chatzoitzrois were used, and that is when there was an Eis Tzara, the Yidden would go out and Masechtas Tainus, and they'd bring the Teva, and there was a shiny Yid that would give Divrei Kfushim, and they would fast Monday and Thursday and Monday, and then they'd close the stores, they'd open the stores, Erev Shabbos, right, all the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in the beginning of Masechtas Tainus. And one of the things they would do is they would take out the Chatzoitzrois and they would blow chatzoitzrois. Vu amr, and that too is learned out from a pasuk. V'chisavoyu milchama ba'aretzchem al atzar atzoy reschem v'goymer. Al kaponim, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Nun Tes, says that there were two usages of the chatzoitzrois. Number one, it was part of the seder of the avodah of the korbanos tzibur that were brought on Yontif. Number two, it was also used in an Eis Tzara. So really, from sea to shining sea. It was used on Yontif, those were the happiest times. And then it was used in an Eis Tzara, those are the saddest times. It's interesting that the Rambam doesn't mention this in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but there was another time when the chatzoitzrois were used. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, "B'mikdash hayu toiken b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar." Of course, but it's the next line in the Rambam. They would use one shofar, v'shtei chatzoitzrois min atzadim. So when they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, so there wasn't just one Baal Tekeya, there were a few Baal Tekeyos. So it was a whole capella. You would have one Yid in the middle, he would be blowing shofar. And then there were two Leviim on his two sides with chatzoitzrois. Hashofar mayrich, the shofar would go very long. The hachatzoitzrois mekatzrois, and the chatzoitzrois would be mekatzer. Shemitzvah sayoyim b'shofar. Why is the shofar being mayrich? Because that's the ikur mitzvah sayoyim, of course. It's b'shofar. For lama toikin ime b'chatzoitzrois. Why was it on b'chatzoitzrois? What was the purpose of the chatzoitzrois? Says the Rambam, it's a pasuk. Everyone knows this pasuk. B'chatzoitzrois v'kol shofar hariu l'fnei ha-melech Hashem. Why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's malchiyos. Because once upon a time, you would blow shofar for a king. So on Rosh Hashanah, when the king comes, kaviyachol, we're in the presence of the king. It's a yom hadin, no less. But the point is, on Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is you're in the presence of the king. So if you're in the presence of the king, you greet the king the way you're supposed to. I mean, every time we daven, we're supposed to think that we're oymed of ne'amelech. But Rosh Hashanah is that idea that's super duper manifest. So you don't just, you know, make sure you conduct yourself in a certain way. Now you're literally in front of the king on a whole nother level. So you blow shofar. That's what they used to do. But I'll go upon him. But the way, what they would do is, they didn't just blow shofar, they blew chatzoitzrois as well. But chatzoitzrois v'kol shofar hariyu. That's why they used to do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the mikdash, I guess there the Shechina was maybe more manifest. But al kaponim, in the mikdash, it was b'chatzoitzrois v'kol shofar. Aval b'shar mekoyim, says the Rambam, ain't taken Rosh Hashanah, ela b'shofar v'lvad. So that's more of a Rosh Hashanah sugya, a little bit in Yana D'Yayma, regardless. So you had the chatzoitzrois. What was the purpose of the chatzoitzrois? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Nun Tes, says the purpose was, number one, it was used during the Shira that was sang
when they brought the Karbanos Sibur on Yontif. Number two, it was used in Masechtas Tainis as part of the procedure. The Rambam doesn't mention this in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but right in the beginning of Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says it was also used in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. When they used to blow Shofar, it was Bechatzoitzrois, V'kol Shofar, Hariu Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. Either way, Zach the Gemara Vaita, Tani Rav Papa, Berei de Rav Chanin, Kamei de Rav Yosef. So Rav Papa, Berei de Rav Chanin, was talking and learning to Rav Yosef. And as we'll see from here till the bottom of the daf, is going to be an exchange between the two Amoirah. So Rav Papa, who was Rav Chanan's son, tells Rav Yosef, the Menorah had to be Eshes, solid, Miksha, had to be gold. If it was made out of Kesef, it's kosher, like the Braisa on Amud Aleph. Shel Ba'atz, Vishal Aver, Vishal Gisteroi, these are different types of metals. Rebbe Poisel, Rebbe said would be Poisel. Rebbe Yitzhak Yudah Machshir, Rebbe Yitzhak says it's going to be kosher. What about if it wasn't Shal Matches? It was Shal Eitz, it was made out of wood. Shal Etzem, it was made out of a bone. Shal Zechuches, Divrei HaKoyel, Psul, over there, everybody agrees it's going to be Poisel. So Rav Papa, Breit Rav Chanan, tells Rav Yosef, Halachis in the Menorah. He says, number one, the Katchila, there's everybody else. Psukim in the Torah. All you have to do is be Mavis Edra. You know it was Mikshad, had to be solid. Had to be Bom Min HaEshes, that's the word for Miksha in Aramaic. And it also had to be Zav. It had to be made out of gold. What if it wasn't Miksha? It's a problem. If it wasn't made out of gold, it's going to be kosher. Stating that, you couldn't just make it out of anything. What could you make it out of Bidiyavid? So he said it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi. According to Rabbi, if you made it out of silver, it's going to be kosher. But if it was different types of metals, it's going to be possible. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it could even be made out of different types of metals. But if you made it out of something that's not metal, such as eitz, etzem, and zchuches, divrei hakol psula. Amale, so Rabbi Yosef told Rav Papa Breid, Rav Chanan, my daitech, what do you believe is the beer in the machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, which essentially is whether you can use different types of matches or you cannot use different types of matches. According to Rebbe, only kesef is kosher in addition to gold. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rav Papa, Breit Rav Chanan has the girsa, you can use different types of metals as well. Amalesi told him back, I'm going to tell you. Bein maru, bein maru, klalu yuprati darish. They both hold that even though the Torah says zahav, but there's a klal pratu klal, and we know klal pratu klal allows you to be marba ke'ena prat, and the machloikis is what to be marba, what's the ke'ena prat? Mar savar mahaprat mefurishal matches av kol shal matches. That's a race of Rabbi Yehuda. Gold is a certain type of metal, thus all metals are nisrab. Umar Savar, and Rebbe held Mahaprat Mefurish Dover Choshev, I've called Dover Choshev, that gold is a metal, but it's a very precious metal. Thus, only a precious metal will be okay, such as silver. But Stan Matchis in the Weltarain, that's not going to be okay. Amalei, Rav Yosef told Rav Chanan, Breder Rapapa, Rapapa, Rav Chanan, Samedi Dach Mechamedidi. He says, no. Your Bryce is a mistake. I'm going to give you the right version of the Bryce. The Tanya, what's the right version of the Bryce? Said Rav Yosef, Klishorish, Shasan, Shalates, Rebbe, Poisel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So whereas in the first Braisa, in Rav Papa Breid Rav Chanan's Braisa, even Rav Yosef Yehuda was only Machshir metals. He wasn't Machshir wood. Rav Yosef said, I have a Braisa. The Rav Yosef Yehuda said that even wood is going to be okay. If that's the case, what's the beer in the Machlokes? The Maikom Mifugi. Rebbe Darish Klaliu Prati. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Darish Ribuyu Miuti. Meaning, according to Rav Papa Breid Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who's Makel, who says you can't only use silver in addition to gold for the menorah. You could use different types of metals. The beer, he said, he held, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda held klal pratu klal. And we're marba, everything that's ke'ein zahav, which is all metals, not only precious metals. Rabbi Yosef held that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even wood is okay. That was his version of what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda held. If that's the case, it can't be klal pratu klal. Because klal pratu klal is only marba ke'ein aprat. And Zahav and wood are too different to say that wood could be Nisraba because it's Ke'en HaPrat of gold. Thus, there must be a different explanation in Shitas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Said Rabbi Yosef, there is a different explanation. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Klal Prat to Klal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ribuy Miat Ribuy. So again, what's the difference between a Klal Prat to Klal and a Ribuy Miat Ribuy? Klal Prat to Klal is Iata Marba Ela Ke'en HaPrat. So if you have a Klal and a Prat, the Torah says something very general, and then specific, so aim bechlal elamasha beprat. Klal pratu klal, the second klal is marba. So it's not only aim bechlal elamasha beprat, but it's aim bechlal elakein masha beprat. Now you can be marba anything that's gay. If you hold ribuy miyat ribuy, so it's the same words, we just use a different term. So the klal is not called a klal, it's called a riboy. The prat is not called a prat, it's called a miut. Riboy umiut is ein beriboy ela ke'ein masha b'miut. So the mandama that darshins riboy miuti, riboy miut, in every riboy miut you have what the mandama that holds klal pratu klal holds you have when you have a klal pratu klal. So if that's the case, when you have a riboy miut, you already have ke'ein haprat or ke'ein hamiut. So what's the second riboy marba? What's the second klal marba? It's marba more. It's marba everything. Except for one thing. The miut's always my mind, one thing. Either way, it says the Gemara, Rebbe Darsh called you prati, Rebbe Esmer, the Darsh, Rebbe Yimayuti. Rebbe Darsh called you prati, Vasisa Menoira Klal, Zahav Tar Prat, Miksha Teosa Menoira Chazavikilo, Klal Prat, the Klal, Yatadon Elekena Prat, Maha Prat, Mefurish Shal Matris, Avkal Shal Matris, Rebbe Esmer, Rebbe Darsh, Rebbe Umiyuti, Vasisa Menoira Reba, Zahav Tar Miut, Miksha Teosa Menoira Chazaviriba, Rebbe Miutu Reba, Rebbe Yaka, Umay Rabbi, Rabbi Komili, Umay Miut. What's the halacha riba miut? You might one thing. Miut shal cheres. But eitz is going to be nisrabas. If it's klal pratu klal, you can only be marba ke'en zav, which at the most is matches. But eitz is going to be on the outside looking in. If it's riba miut riboy, then you could be, you marba everything. Eitz is included in everything. It's just one thing that you might. The one thing will be cheres. Cheres is less similar to zav than eitz is thus. If you're going to might one thing, that one thing is not going to be eitz. That one thing is going to be either way. So Rav Papa braid Rav Chanan tells Rav Yosef, I have a brisa that discusses a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, where a menorah, which we know is kosher, if it's bidyeved, if it's not made out of gold, what could it be made out of? So according to my brisa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda is a big machsher. He holds it can be made out of all different types of metals, but not wood. Rav Yosef says, cross out your braisa. Lose it. Delete it. Sami. Literally, mekisos. It's the wrong braisa. My braisa is the right braisa. What does my braisa say? That Rav Yosef Yehuda holds, he can even make it out of wood. And by the way, it's because Rav Yosef Yehuda holds ribu miyit ribu, not klal pratu klal. Okay. So what did Rav Papa braid Rav Chanan tell Rav Yosef? What would you say? It's like, mechate, so your price is right. Maybe my price is right. I mean, this is the obvious comeback. Adarabba. See, he told him, Eshefakert, Samadi, Dachmi, Kamididi. Maybe my price is right. Rav Yosef says, no, because I have two more prices that are like my price. Loisogetaitach. Netanya, Eloisov. Maybe Avshal Kesef, Shal Nechayshes, Shal Barzel, Shal Bdil, Vashal Oifores. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Apishalet. It's a foolish Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He says clearly you can make it out of wood. Another braisa, v'tanya idach, lo yasa adam bayis tavnes heichel. You're not allowed to make a house that looks like the heichel. A person for his own usage. Achsatra, you're not allowed to make a porch that looks like the ulam. Chatzer, keneged azar. You can't make a chatzer that looks like the azar. Shulchan, keneged shulchan. Menor, keneged menor. Avalois usa shalm chamisha v'shal shir v'shal shmoyin. If you want to make a menor that has either 5, 6, or 8, like our Hanukkah menorahs, that's okay, because that's not the menor of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shal shiva lo yasa. Like the Mishnah said, it's ma'akif. And by the way, you can't make your menorah of Shiva Kanim even if it's not made out of gold, even if it's made out of a different type of metal. Why not? Because you were allowed to make the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash out of different metals as well. So if you're going to make a menorah out of different metals, it potentially is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Avshalet, Lo Yasa. You can't even make your homemade menorah with Shiva Kanim out of wood. Why? Because the Chashminah made a menorah out of wood. They told him, Misham Rai, no, it's not true. That's the wrong history. They never made it out of wood. Misham Rai, Shfudim Shal Barzal. It was really made out of silver. It was covered with bats. Hashira Asam Shal Kesef. When they had money, they made it out of Kesef. Chazav Hashira Asam Shal Zav. And then eventually made it out. It's not true. Whoever told you it made out of wood wasn't telling you the truth. It was never, but the point is, you see clearly, it was Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah hold. With regards to the Isser of making Kalim that mirror the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make a menorah that looks like the menorah, even if it's made out of wood. Chamahod, you couldn't make it out of wood. Rabbi Yisrael B'Yudah says you can't make it out of wood. It's why? It's the Chachamim or Rebbe and Reitz Ridul Lashitasayo. The Chachamim that hold that the menorah could not be made out of wood. Thus, it's okay to make your homemade menorah out of wood because it doesn't. It's not the tzura of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that it's not okay to make your homemade menorah out of wood. Obviously, it's Lishitosai who holds that the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash was allowed to be made. So Rabbi Yosef said, I have two braises that support me. I have two braises that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who's the greatest machsher, he's the big mako when it comes to what you're allowed to make the menorah out of, and he says clearly you're allowed to make it out of wood. The first is a mefurish braisa. The second is not mefurish, but it's clearly implied because Rabbi Yosef, the Tanom would discuss discussing the iser to make your homemade menorah. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you cannot make it out of wood. Why? Kederach shasu beis chashminam. The bottom line is said Rabbi Yosef, there's three brises with my gersa. There's only one brisa with your gersa. Thus, my brisa must be the right brisa. Excel. Either way, so before we conclude a very intense week of Daf Yoimi, we'll just end with one Helig Chassam Sofer. That is, it's interesting, if you look in the Psukim of the Torah, where the Torah talks about where exactly the menorah was supposed to be positioned. So the Torah mentions that the menorah was supposed to be Noichach HaShulchan. So we know that the Shulchan was on the Tzafen side of the Heichel, the menorah was on the Dorim side of the Heichel, and the menorah was supposed to be Noichach HaShulchan. The Brisker Rav in Sefer, in Parshas Emor, brings from his father, Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim said that it's for that reason that the Torah mentions the Shulchan always before the menorah. So if you go through the Seder in Parshas Truma, the Torah always mentions first the Shulchan and then the menorah. And really, you could argue that the menorah should have been mentioned before the Shulchan. We know that the Shulchan represented Gashmias, Haroitza Lahasher Yatzvin. Thus, the Shulchan was on the top side of the Heichal. Haroitza Lahachkim Yadrim. And there's so much Kabbalah and heebie-jeebie that's associated with the menorah, but the menorah represents Chochmas HaTeira, not just Chochma. Chochmas HaTeira. Thus, it's on the Dorim side, because Haroitza Lahachkim is Yadrim. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chofeh. But either way, so you would have thought that maybe the menorah should have been before the Shulchan. Stating that, the Torah always mentions the Shulchan before the menorah. And the Brisker Rav brings from Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim said, because if you look at the Lashon HaTorah, the Torah always says that the menorah was supposed to be Noichach HaShulchan. That means the makom of the menorah wasn't Darin. The makom of the menorah was Noichach HaShulchan. So if there's no Shulchan, there's no makom HaMenorah. And it's for that reason, first you had to have a Shulchan, only afterwards you could have a menorah. But on a Shulchan, there is no makom HaMenorah. Because the Cheftza of the makom of the menorah is Noichach HaShulchan. But that's an interesting observation, that the Torah always mentions the Shulchan before the menorah. If you go through, it's consistent. It's always first the Shulchan and then the menorah, despite the fact that you could have argued that the Shulchan represents Gashmias and the menorah represents Rochnias. It's interesting that the Chassam Sofer brings from the Trumas HaDeshen, that the Trumas HaDeshen said a pshat. He says, you want to know what the reason is? He said, it's true. The Shulchan represents Gashmias and the Menorah represents Ruchnias. By the way, I'll tell you something interesting, just to digress for one moment. The Ramah in the Sefer Teres HaOyla. So the Ramah in the Sefer Teres, it's a chaval, I just got a hold of the Sefer recently. But it's in Chelek Rishon and it's Perek Shisha Asar. So he's talking about the Menorah, he has 50 pages about the Menorah. So just one excerpt. He brings from the Baal HaKedah. He says that the Baal HaKedah said a Dover Nifla. The Menorah represented Torah. He says, Maktsasi Kasa, I'm quoting from the Ramah, who's quoting the Baal HaKedah. Chumshe Torah, Kineged HaMenorah. Never. Bereshis, the first pasuk in Parashas Bereshis, Bereshis Bara Elohim, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz, seven words. It's Shiva Tevois, Neged Shiva Neros. Those are the Shiva Kodim and the Shiva Neros that we just had, that are Ma'akman Zeh. If you count the words of Parsha Shmois, Eilu Shmois, it's 11 words. Achad Osa Tevois, it's Keneged Achad Osa Kaftorim. It's Keneged the 11 Kaftorim that the Menorah had. Vayikra is made up of 9 words, the first Pasuk. It's Tisha Tevois, Neged Tisha Prachim. Vayidaber, the first Pasuk in Parsha's by Midbar, is Shiva Osa Tevois. It's 17 words. Neged Goyve Shal Menorah Shei Shiva Osa Tvachim Amashu, which is 17 Tvachim and Amashu. Fafel Bishab Menorah. It's the next Gemara that we didn't learn. The very next Gemara is that the menorah was 18 tefachim tall, so it's 17. He says, "Kivin she'achron chaser." It wasn't a full tefach. L'chach lo yinichta v'teve kenegdoi. And Eila hadvarim, the first pasuk in Parashas Dvarim. If you count the words, I counted. It's 22. Shnayim ve'esrim neged shnayim ve'esrim gviim ad kan l'shoyne half of a fellow. But either way, so the Torah, the chamish shechum shei Torah, all meruv is in the menorah. So the menorah represents Torah. Stating that, first the Shulchan, then the Menorah. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's not a Pella. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing years later when he said, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha, V'yisachar B'yolecha. First he mentions Zvulun and then he mentioned Yisachar. Zvulun is the Yid that goes out and he makes Parnasa and he is Machzik. And then afterwards he mentioned Yisachar. So first the Shulchan and then the Menorah. And he says, the reason is because I'm in Kemach in Torah. It's not possible to learn Torah unless you have Kemach. Which means Kemach has to precede Torah. You can't have a Yisachar without having a Zvulun. You can't have a Menorah without having a Shulchan. So first you have Zvulun,
And then afterwards, you have Yisachar. First, you have the Shulchan, then you have the Menorah. Oh, afraid the Chassam Sofer. Ad kan l'shoyinay hazav shalachumas hadasha. But the Chassam Sofer says it's a tmiyah to me, because we know that there was another one of the kalim in the Beis Hamikdash that also represented Torah. That was the Aron. The Aron also represented Torah. The Aron had the luchos ha'edos, kiyadu, the badeyar, the Aron represented Torah. And if the Aron represented Torah, where's the Aron mentioned? It's mentioned before the Shulchan. So first you have the Aron, then you have the Shulchan, then you have the Menorah. So Freit Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. What's Manav Shach? If the Trumas Hadash made a Cheshbon, that we mentioned the Shulchan before the Menorah, because Smach Zulim V'Teizach V'Yizach V'Yalacha, then why is the Aron that also represents Torah, why is that mentioned? Why is that mentioned before the Shulchan? Says the Chassam Sofer, the Teretz as follows. Because there's two Madregas in Limud HaTorah. Says there's a Madrega of Limud HaTorah, which is Limud HaTorah B'Iyun, B'Charifus, B'Pilpul, where people sit and learn all day, where they reach tremendous Madregas in Torah. You can ask Kashas and 12 Terutzim, and Kashas and 24 Terutzim. Right, there's different levels of Torah. Yesterday's that. But there's different Madregas. The Menorah represented the Madregas in Torah. The Kaftorim and the Prochim. And he goes through to explain where these things were Merubis. But this is describing a very, very high Madrega of learning. But there's another idea of Talmud Torah, which is a very basic idea of Talmud Torah. And that's something that you sit down and you learn, whether it's a black Gemara, whether it's whatever it is. And that's, says the Chassam Sofer, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you have Parnassa, you don't have Parnassa. It doesn't matter what your situation is, how smart you are, how intelligent you are. Every single yid has an obligation to learn Torah. Whether he has Kemach or he doesn't have Kemach. There's no Tanai of a man Kemach in Torah when it comes to the basic Chiv that every single yid has to learn Torah. When it comes to the Madrigas, yeah, that's already a whole different story. Yisachar can't survive without, Yisachar needs Zvulin. And you know what? If Yisachar doesn't have Zvulin, it's very, very hard to be like Shimon Bar Yochai, live in a ma'ara for 12 years. Like we said yesterday, the madregas that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai reached when he was in the ma'ara. But it doesn't work for everybody. It works for Chassidei Elyon. It's not something that works for everybody. And on that level, for someone that's trying to accomplish that, there is an idea of a main kemach in Torah. There is an idea of first the Shulchan and then afterwards the Menorah. But as it relates to the basic chiyuv of Talmud Torah, it doesn't matter who you are. Every single yid has an obligation to learn Torah. And the truth is, Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chai B'Talmud Torah. Every single yid has to learn Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Asher. Bein Sholim Begufay, Bein Bal Yisurim, Bein Bacher, Bein Shal Yizokin Gadol Shetoshash Koichay. Afilu Oni Amechazra Al Apsochen, Va'afilu Bal Yishu Bonim. Even a married man. Chayev L'Kvoye L'Izman L'Talmud Torah Bayoyim U'Belayla Shenemar V'Hagisa Bay Yoyman V'Layla. And then the Rambam famously says, G'day Leichach Miyisol, some of the biggest G'daylim, Hoye Mehem Chayit Ve'Yetziv, Mehem Shoye Ve'Mayim, Mehem Sumim, Al Kopana. But the Rambam says, in terms of the basic Chayev V'Hagisa Bay Yoyman V'Layla, Kavat Itim HaTorah is not a question that they're going to only ask the Grace of London. Kavati Matar is a question they're going to ask everybody. And it doesn't matter if that person is an Ani or an Asher, or he's a Shalmin Begufar, or he's a Bal Yisurim, or if he's a Bacher, or he's a Zakin Gadol Shetosh Ashkoichai, or if he's an Ani Amachazer Al Apsochim, or if he's a Bal Yishu Banim. You'll say, what do you mean? I was at Bal Yishu Banim. True, but kavato itim b'Torah. Suddenly, the Marsha says in Chiddush Agadah is Masechta Shabbos. Itim is a lashon rabban that a person is supposed to be kveitim Torah by the morning and at night. Itim lashon rabban. But the bottom line is kavato itim b'Torah is a question they ask everybody. So says the Chassam Sofer, the Aron represented Torah and the Menorah represented Torah, but they represented different chalakim of Torah. The Aron represented the Torah that every single yid is obligated to do. The Torah, the bare minimum, the chiyuv that everyone has. That is not totally in anything. That's the first thing, because that comes even before Kemach. That's afilu oni amechazor al apsochem as a chiyuv to learn. The Menorah represented the Madregas in Torah. The Madregas in Torah, that's already something that not everyone shaykh to. That's something where harbi also karash bivali also biyadam. That's something where you need first machsulim v'tzeisach and then afterwards yisachav le'alacha. That's something that requires first the shulchan. Maybe that's why the Menorah is b'lashon rabban for asuli aroin, right? When it comes to the Menorah, it says v'asisa. Maybe the Aron, which is related to everybody, every single yid, was represented in the Torah that the Aron represented. That's for Asu. That's for Lashon Rabban. The Menorah, that's already for Yechidim. Not everybody's Zeicha to be, everybody that wants to be Zeicha could be Zeicha. That's the Rambam, then the Shemitah V'Yayvel. He says, V'loy Shevi Levi Bavad, but Kol Ish Mi'Bayi Yayvel. Anyone that wants to tap into that can tap into it. But the reality is, it's not something that's Shaykh to everybody. I mean that it's not Shaykh to everybody. That is V'asisa V'Lashon Yachid.